Blog Talk Radio.
Or maybe even participate in the show.
You know, this is an open mic. This is a call-in show. So we want callers. We want people to call in and share their thoughts and ideas, whether we have a guest or not. Most of the time, we will probably have a guest. But we want you to join in the discussion with our guests. So the number to call, and that remains the same. The number to call is 929-477-1423. That's 929-477-1423. As a matter of fact, if you're listening today, you can call it now and join me in the discussion that we're going to be having a little bit later on. So feel free to call in. It's 929-477-1423. Now, let me just kind of repeat what I said earlier about the change in when the show is going to be on. It's only going to be on once a month, and it will be the fourth Monday of each month. The fourth Monday of each month. So, for instance, if we're looking at next month, the fourth Monday of the month will be what? Okay, somebody real quick, pick up your calendar, look at it, and tell me the fourth Monday of February will be what? Okay, it will be February 25th. The fourth Monday of February will be February 25th from 12 noon to 1 p.m. And for March, the fourth Monday of the March, believe it or not, will be, let's see, March 25th. So you can't miss that. March 25th is the fourth Monday of March. February 25th, fourth Monday of February. Okay. So our guest, and we already have her booked for February, is Dr. Pat Baxter. You've probably heard her before if you've listened to the show. But she's got a new book coming out, and she's going to be really excited about it. And we'd like for everyone to join in and maybe ask questions or hear her talk about, you know, her new book. That's Dr. Pat Baxter. February 25th is when she'll be on, okay? So the show has changed the format. Fourth Monday of the month, of each month, is when we'll be on. Same time, though, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, it's also going to be recorded, just as we've done in the past. So if you miss it, you can always tune in about an hour after the show, and you'll be able to get a repeat of the show or hear it later, whatever your choice is. But what makes the show really, really work, what makes the show really, really work is you call in while the show is live and talk to the guests or hosts and participate. 929-477-1423. That's 929-477-1423. So that's the new show change and the new show time and everything. And I wanted to kind of share that, you know, at the top of the show. I'll share it again as we close out today, but I just wanted to make sure that everyone was aware of that. As I said at the beginning, Happy New Year. It is a new year. We got some great things planned. One of the things that's coming up, and actually it's coming up this weekend, a lot of people talk about emotional intelligence, and often they ask, you know, where can I get trained in emotional intelligence? How do I find out more about emotional intelligence? Or we may have some consultants or training or in-house people who are looking for a valid tool that they can administer to their workplace or their coworkers or their clients. So one of the things that we at the Society of Emotional Intelligence offers is something called the EQI 2.0. One can get certified in using that tool. Now, when I use the term certified, it's sort of like if many of you may be certified in something called a DISC or the Myers-Briggs or some other assessment tool that people use. You know, coaches use, clients use them, Trainers use them. Change management professionals use these tools. But these tools are used to assess a person's willingness for change, or how they handle conflict, or what their management styles are. So whatever the tool is, it's designed to look into how that person either uses it or what their style is. Well, emotional intelligence is somewhat similar, except the difference is when we talk about it from an emotional intelligence standpoint, we're talking about how well a person utilizes the skills of emotional intelligence. Okay. Sometimes people think about emotional intelligence, they see it as just one thing, when in reality, emotional intelligence can be made up of a lot of things. For instance, emotional intelligence, think of an umbrella, okay? Many of you have seen this insurance company that has this umbrella, and underneath the umbrella, they have, you know, like home insurance, car insurance, maybe educational insurance. Different kinds of insurance would fall under this umbrella. Well, think of emotional intelligence as an umbrella, and different approaches to our emotional health and well-being fall under that umbrella. For instance, maybe mindfulness. There are people who are doing work in the area of mindfulness, okay? Mindfulness would be something that would fall under the umbrella of emotional intelligence. Maybe someone is focusing on resilience training. Okay. Resilience, being resilient, is something that would fall underneath the umbrella of emotional intelligence. So there's a number of sub, if you will, categories that you can find or discover or work in that falls under emotional intelligence. Even though we're talking emotional intelligence, there are different levels or different ways of thinking about emotional intelligence. For instance, this particular instrument that I'm talking about, the EQI 2.0, was developed many years ago to assess an individual's level of emotional intelligence in various areas. And what I mean by various areas, if you're familiar with, let's say, the universal model of emotional intelligence that you see around, whether it's the Daniel Goleman or just the one that you Google, and it shows you these four major categories like self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, and relationship management, okay? So within those four boxes, if you will, there can be, I'm going to use the term sub-boxes, or there can be categories, or there can be areas of emphasis. So, for instance, if we're talking about, let's say, self-management may include impulse control. You know, it may include optimism. It may include assertiveness. In other words, there are things that would fall in within that, those categories. So with this tool called EQI 2.0, it has scales and subscales. A scale may be, let's say, emotion, maybe awareness, emotional awareness. And within the emotional awareness may be self-regard and emotional self-awareness and maybe assertiveness. So there would be 15 subscales and 5 scales. Well, we here at the Society of Emotional Intelligence offers a certification for anyone who wants to really get into using that tool and then using this tool with their clients. They can go through a 2-day certification where it certifies them to be able to use the tool, to purchase it, and they will be purchasing it from MHS, a multi-health system. They could purchase it, they could administer it to their clients, and then they could provide their clients with feedback, a way of interpreting or understanding the information that they're getting back on the assessment tool, okay? So we're offering a 2-day training in that, the 2-day certification, and that's going to happen on February 1st and February 2nd. February 1st, of course, is Friday, this coming Friday. So if you're interested, you need to register today or no later than tomorrow, because there's a couple of things that you have to do prior to showing up for class. And one of them is you have to take that assessment itself so that you know what it's like, you know what it looks like, okay? And then you get some feedback on it. So if you're interested in being a part of the class, and it's going to be held in Orlando, Florida. If you're interested in attending, you need to go online and register today. And here's the website that gets you there. It's societyofei.org. That's societyofei.org. And then you go to the certification tab, and that's where you register for that, okay? And one of the great things about being a member of the Society of Emotional Intelligence is you get a discount as a member. It's about a $100 discount between member fee and non-member fee. So sometimes people go, well, that's not much of a discount. Oh, yes, it is. When you need to buy lunch, you can buy lunch for 2 days with that difference, okay? And so, hey, it's like we buying lunch for you. Or are you buying lunch? Are you saving to buy lunch? Whatever, but yeah, there's a discount. So go online and register for that if you're interested in attending. Societyofei.org is the link. That's the website. That's where you go if you want to register, okay? So that's coming up this week, or this weekend, if you will. Now, something even more monumental than that, is our annual conference. Yes, the Society of Emotional Intelligence has an annual conference each year. Now, we did not have one in 2018, because I know that some of you out there are saying, well, you did have one in 2018. You're right. We did not have one in 2018. Here's why. We generally hold the conference in October of each year. And what is Florida known for? In addition to having great weather and in addition to having great golf courses, what is Florida known for? It's known for having hurricanes. So one of the things for the last couple of years, that's 2016 and 2017, the conference was impacted by hurricanes. So to remedy that, we decided we would hold the conference in the spring of the year rather than in the fall. So rather than having it in October, and we couldn't have had it in October last year in 2018, because we had just had the 2017 conference. So we moved the conference to the spring, and that would mean we would have to go past 2018 to 2019. So 2019 in April 5 and 6 is our annual conference. And the annual conference is going to be held at the Florida Hotel and Conference Center. And if you haven't been there, it is an outstanding facility. Now, I'm just talking about the facility, not talking about the conference right now. Just talking about the facility. The facility is outstanding. It's an outstanding facility. And the parking, because it is adjacent to the mall, that is, you can walk right out of the hotel and walk right into the Florida Mall. The parking is literally free. The parking is literally free. And like I said, you can walk out of the front door or the side door of the hotel and you're walking right into the mall. Now, who doesn't like to go to the mall? Well, I know some people are going to say, well, I don't like to go to the mall. Well, okay. Granted, some people don't like to go to the mall, but the majority of people don't mind going in and out of a mall from time to time because, one, you're going to be picking up souvenirs or shopping or maybe even going to a restaurant, you know, in the mall. So it is not walking distance, but it is adjacent to. You walk out of the hotel front door or side door, and you're walking right into the mall. So it's being held at the Florida Hotel and Conference Center. And all of the information about it is on our website, societyofei.org. And you just go to the, click on the conference page, and you'll see all the information right there. Okay. But, what I'm prepared to do today is I was going to share a little bit about some of the people who are going to be speakers at the conference. Some of these names you may know, some of the names you might not know, but what we've done is we've tried our best. We tried our best to have a conference that is made up of a large percent of people that have experience in a lot of different areas, utilizing the skills of emotional intelligence, because we often, or let me say, I often get the question, you know, that emotional intelligence is a really good thing and I like it, but how do you use emotional intelligence? Or somebody may say, well, I work in the school district, or I work for an academia, or I'm a professor or whatever. How do I use emotional intelligence in a classroom? Or somebody said, well, you know, I might teach remotely. So how's emotional intelligence used remotely? After all, you don't even see the students, okay? So we're going to have a panel discussion. Going to have a panel discussion from three different people coming from three different academic institutions. One is coming from Hardin University out of Arkansas. Another is coming from USF, University of South Florida. And another is coming from Indiana State University. And I'll be going up to Indiana State University here in February, okay? But besides that, Indiana State University is one of the people, one of the schools that will be present, and they're going to be sharing what they are doing or how they're going to be applying or how they currently are applying emotional intelligence in different things that they're doing, okay? So that's one, and I think that one is really kind of stands out to a lot of people because we have a lot of college and university, and we're always talking about students and being better students and so forth and so on. Well, here's your opportunity to hear how some of those folks in academia is using emotional intelligence. Okay, and then we have quite a few individual presenters who will be coming to it from a number of different areas. For instance, we have someone who's going to be coming from it, coming to emotional intelligence from a perspective of being a mediator. And you're probably going, what? Yep, that's right, a mediator. Sabrina Bohun is coming down from Massachusetts to spend time talking about head or gut, recognizing the emotional and psychological heart of empathy. Okay, so when you talk about mediation, there's the two parties that come together, and there's a person that's in the center of the mediator that has to look at, gauge, and utilize EI skills in the mediation process. So she'll be sharing her experience with that. Then we're going to have Patrice Borders. Patrice is one of the chairs here in the chapter with the Society of Emotional Intelligence. She's up in the Ohio area. But she's going to be talking about inclusive leadership. Now, that's a big one. And I say a big one because one of the things that we're always talking about is leadership and how, you know, having a successful emotional intelligence initiative starts with the leaders of the people at the top. Well, Patrice is going to be sharing with us some information along those lines, but this is going to be about inclusive leadership, emotional intelligence, kind of get over into the diversity side. We should be sharing some things around implicit bias and workplace culture. So it's one of the things that we know for sure that the workplace is made up of multicultural generations. And so as a leader, we have to be able to manage accordingly. Okay. And that's a great opportunity to implement and use our EI skills. We're going to have Belinda Brown coming to us. Belinda does a lot of great stuff outside the U.S. as well as within the U.S. Her focus is going to be, her topic is growing conscious and inclusive workplace with EI. Now, even though you're hearing inclusive in two different presentations, they're not at all related in the way that they present this material. So from Belinda, you're going to hear some pretty exciting stuff, okay? Dr. Davis from Harding University, he's also doing an individual presentation, and his is going to be around modeling EI in the virtual classroom. Now, you remember earlier on, one of the things I had mentioned was, how in the world do people use emotional intelligence in a virtual classroom? Well, if you come, you'll find out and you can ask your own questions of Dr. Davis, and I'm pretty sure he'll be able to field each and every one of them to your satisfaction. We're going to have Dr. Darvis Frazier with us. Dr. Frazier is a neuropsychologist. And this topic, emotions in the aging brain, how age and brain health inform emotional behavior. Aha. This is, so for folks that are on the clinical side or the medical side, that are always interested in the neuropsychology of emotional intelligence, or talk about emotional intelligence from the neuropsychology perspective, this is Dr. Frazier's wheelhouse. That's right in the area that he specializes in. So be sure to bring all your questions and everything, because, you know, well, he'll be there to share his experience with you on that. We're having Anlon Nguyen will be coming to us from a totally different perspective. Now, you've heard about, you know, let's say things like a topic that has, you know, four or five letters, and those four or five letters spell a word. But that word, when you say it, is a word that we are all familiar with. But what does it mean? Well, Anlon is coming to us from that perspective. She's going to be talking about emotional intelligence through the lens of GRACE, G-R-A-C-E. Hey, and if you haven't heard anything about that or know what that is, you're going to be blown away when she gets into talking about grace and what grace is and how we use EI to support or interact or how it ties together. So that'll be a great one. Okay. Now, again, let me pause here just for a minute. If you're listening to the show today and you have questions, hey, feel free to give me a call, 929-477-1423. That's 929-477-1423. And I'll see if I can share some more about the conference and some of the speakers and what's going on. So let's take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Is scheduled for April and 6th in sunny Orlando, Florida. It's going to be held at the Florida Hotel and Conference Center. And I'm going to tell you about some pricing on that in just a few minutes. But first, I'll just kind of finish the rundown on the speakers and what the speakers and panel is going to be talking about. I've mentioned quite a few already, so let me just kind of talk a little bit about the remaining few that I have here. One of them is going to be Matt Pearlstein. He's coming to us from California Way, and he's going to be how EI can lead to peace. How EI can lead to peace. Now, he's going to be our closer, and I told him, you know, that being the closer, this is something that when you talk about how EI can lead to peace, is that we want people to leave the conference thinking about what is it that they can do, how they can apply emotional intelligence to themselves and to others that will lead to peace, whether it's peace in the community, peace with self, peace at home, world peace, whatever. How can it lead to peace? Okay. So that will be Matt. We have Veronica Powell coming down from Washington, D.C. She's going to be sharing some information with us. Her topic is putting EI to work while living in an apathetic world. Woo! Putting EI to work while living in an apathetic world. Well, one of the things that Dr. Powell does is she sees clients, she's sort of like a therapist or is a therapist. She's an IO psychologist. And so she sees clients around things that sometimes we try to shut out. For instance, most of us have or know someone that may have drug-related issues or some issues that we kind of don't want to acknowledge or admit that our relative or someone that we know personally has. Well, someone's got to work with those folks. And Dr. Powell works very well with those individuals. So a part of what she's going to share is how we can work with individuals that may have issues like that and do it in such a way that we feel positive and we've made a positive impact on the individual. It's fascinating work that she's doing. And then last but not least is Sarah Spradlin. Now, Sarah is coming to us. She's one of our new chapter leaders coming down from Virginia. Her topic is emotional intelligence, the intersection where Warrior meets Wall Street. Where Warrior meets Wall Street. So if you thought that this was just about, you know, what feels good or that touchy-feely stuff, no, no. You had a chance to hear a lot of the topics, and I don't think you heard too many where that was all about touchy-feely or warm and fuzzy stuff. Most of them were related to, you know, the bottom line, whether it's the bottom line in the individual's life or the bottom line in terms of showing up in the corporate world or the bottom line showing up. It's really focusing on how we put EI to use. Now, taking a minute to just kind of expand on that, one of the things that often happens with or around this topic of emotional intelligence, many people will attend an emotional intelligence seminar or workshop, and they get the general idea of what emotional intelligence is or is about. And they will come away and they will, when asked, when you ask them, well, what do you know about emotional intelligence? Or, tell me about emotional intelligence. They go, oh yeah, I know all about that stuff. And they cite you chapter and verse about a definition about emotional intelligence. And while that's good, it does not get down to the fundamental, basic part of emotional intelligence, that is being able to put to use the skills of emotional intelligence. Now, when I say that, most people or a lot of people will go, what do you mean putting to use the skills? Well, let's think of it this way. Let's think about it this way. There's the knowing level of something, and then there's the doing level of something. And I think most of us, when I put it that way, most of us can cite or know of someone who knows or has knowledge about certain things or a certain approach or a certain... Let's talk about leadership as an example. That's a classic one, and I think a number of people will be able to deal with that or relate to it. Leadership. You know, the supervisors, managers, whoever, they go off to leadership training, and they may spend a half a day or multiple days going through leadership training. And leadership training, in and of itself, is supposed to help a person to become a better leader, to improve their leadership skills so that they can lead other individuals, so that those other individuals can grow and develop and perhaps become leaders one day also. Okay? However, often people will go to leadership training. They'll have a nice glossy binder. They may even have a nice looking book or resource material that they can refer to later on. But their behavior doesn't change, or their behavior doesn't change that much. And by that I mean, let's say that when we talk about leadership, this individual typically uses one leadership style with all of his or her employees. And they have, let's say, 7 or 8 employees. But the interviewer says, well, I try to be fair. My goal is to be fair. So I treat all of my employees the same. In other words, I use the same leadership style with all of them. That way they can't say I'm being biased. So, well, right there we see that there's a flaw in what that person is doing. One, he or she did not fully understand what the leadership training was trying to show or present or whatever. So they came out with the thought that a leader is supposed to treat everyone the same. No. The leader is supposed to treat everyone fairly. And treating people fairly is not necessarily treating them the same. Treating them fairly means, a good way to think of it is the person is given what they need at the time. Given what they need at the time. And when I say given, meaning whether it's feedback or support or tools or whatever, they are given what they need at the time or what works best for them based on. For some of you, you might recall, looks like we have a call on the line. Let me check and see who's on the line. Good afternoon. You're on with Dr. Hank. Who's on the line?
Hey, Dr. Hank, this is Matt Perlstein.
Matt, good afternoon, sir. Yeah. How are you?
Good. It's early morning for me, but yes, I'm doing well.
Oh,
thank you.
Yes. That's. I apologize. I apologize. It is early morning. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Matt the Closer Perlstein on the line with us. And Matt is, I gave him a new name. He used to be called the EQ dude, but now I call him the Closer. We have Matt the Closer Perlstein on the line. And Matt, I was just sharing with people a little bit about some of the folks that are going to be on the conference or at the conference.
Yeah.
And I shared that you would be one of those. And that you'd be sharing a little bit about how EI can lead to peace, whether that's peace with self or family or friends or at school or at work or, heaven forbid, mm-hmm. world peace. So all mm-hmm. any and all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, I was also sharing that the show was going to be going monthly now. We'd be doing the show monthly, the fourth Monday of every month, rather than weekly as we had been doing it before. But since you're with us, is there anything that you'd like to kind of pass along or just say hello to the listeners out there?
Yeah, just saying hi. You got quite a lineup of powerful conversations going on at the conference. Excuse me. So yeah, I was pretty impressed with the lineup.
Well, great, great.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can bring the whole West Coast with you when you come.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that a lot of people realize how powerful EQ can be or EI can be, that it can go starting from inner peace and starting with us, that we can then expand it, like you just said, to interpersonal peace with other people, and then social peace. And our objective, I'm starting a new nonprofit pretty soon on EQ for Peace, which is basically about contacting all the different countries and trying to increase their EQ education so that the next generation will have more tools and better power to be able to create world peace, hopefully, at least
wow.
in their region.
So, and I'm going to ask you this one, so I'll put you on the spot. Why would you be interested in that versus just focusing on EI for Matt or EI for, you know, leaders
yeah.
or something like that? Why would you be interested in looking beyond, much further out? What drove you there?
Well, it's a good question. I've been working with EI for Matt for 30 years now and doing okay. That's not all there is to it. That's not all there is to it. A lot of people are, you know, so involved in themselves and that sort of thing, especially in Western culture. And,
sure.
you know, the EI is basically for me and then for my team in that order. But But what I found, we've had this conversation before, is that people, especially kids, don't get this education in school. And so how the heck are they supposed to learn it? So what we're finding in some of the other countries, like in Asia and starting in the United States, is that it's a teachable skill. EI is very teachable skill. It's not rocket science. It's pretty simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. And that if we can actually add this to regular school curriculum, in addition to our IQ, which is our standardized testing and the cognitive information that we have to give, then we get a lot more balanced kids, and we get a lot more, hopefully moving more toward peace rather than aggressive and protective and hiding and all that. If we know what's going on inside of us, we can be a lot more real and be there with other people. So I feel like there's not much I can do that would be more powerful than teaching kids, lots and lots of kids, how to do EQ and EI as a kid.
I'm gonna really put you on the spot now, and this is something that just came to me as I was thinking about it. You know, if we talk about reaching across cultures, are we saying that we are enough alike that EI can be something that, regardless of who we are and where we are, that we would be able to say, understand and apply EI? Are we that much alike as a people, whether we're Asian, African, European, whatever? Are we that much alike?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think feelings and emotions are the universal language. Everybody's got them. They're pretty similar. We might have different reasons for feeling different things, but everybody feels the same stuff, basically. And yeah, I think we're very, very much alike. And we're very much alike in that none of us learn how to do it properly. So, absolutely.
Well, you know, what that reminds me of, and going off into something else, was Close Encounter of the Third Kind, that movie that came out way back when, and the way to communicate was through musical tones that resonate to, or we all sort of vibrate, and they didn't say anything about vibrate in the movie, but essentially we all vibrate to a certain pitch, if you will. And so being able to connect to that pitch, you know, our bodies, if you will, you know, all hum the same sound or the same tone. We don't always know what it is, but, you know, maybe, you know, and I'm going to use this as an example, maybe the Buddhists had it right when they chant these chants, and it's sort of like a universal tone that we all can resonate with. I'm not saying that that's what it is, but maybe EQ or EI is something like that, that once we begin to recognize and understand, you know, our feelings, that we all have them, like you said, and that we can relate to them once we know what it is, there seems like, or there seems to be, that there could be a lot of common ground there, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I totally agree. I feel like we try to break down our emotions into just a couple of simple ones, and the basic ones of like fear, anger, sadness, and joy, peace, and love. I think it's non-scientific, but I think everybody in the world feels the same basic stuff. So if it sure would be helpful if they understood what was going on inside of them, in my opinion.
So we understand more about what's going on outside of us than we do what's going on inside. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I don't know if we, I don't know, maybe, but certainly our schooling is focused on what's happening outside our you know,
right.
Social is that we learn about how to get a job. We learn about cognitive processing and how lots of good information and history and science and math and reading and all that, so that we can get a good job, which is great. And
mm-hmm.
we're doing well in that department. I think we need to add to it is the EIEQ part of it. And that's what we're trying to do. And it's working. It's working. A lot of countries are like, oh, absolutely. We understand that this is not working the way we're doing it. And the most encouraging part to me is that the universities all over, we're talking to numerous universities, and they are very aware that there's a failures in the education system, and that emotional training, emotional education, peace education is the missing link.
That's refreshing to hear, because, you know, one of the things that we are really bent on just in general is about standardizing things.
Yeah.
So in
mm-hmm.
order for kids to learn, or, you know, we test or whatever, there has to be a standardized way of measuring, you know. And so when it comes to emotional intelligence, is it that we might need to kind of throw that part out the window and do something entirely different or separate to get to the EI or the EQ piece?
Well, not throw it out the window, not throw it out the window. It's working to some extent, and I believe that it's very helpful. Our science is going well. Our medical technology and such is going very well. Me personally, I would not be here right now if it wasn't for medical technology. So I very much appreciate that we're doing well in those departments. So I don't want to throw it out, but I do want to add to it. I do want to add to
okay.
it. It's like I lift up my right arm, and that's my IQ, and it's doing pretty well. But my left arm is, or my, it should be the other way around, our right brain stuff is not as focused on, and so it's kind of low. So we need to expand in that department. We need to either add specific classes on EQ or add EQ or EI related material to the existing classes, which is kind of cool. It's tricky a little bit, but teachers can add emotional examples. They can add emotional training and stuff into the normal curriculum, so that they don't, they don't get inundated. A lot of teachers are already swamped, and they already have like, oh, you're going to add more to this. No, I'm not adding
it.
We're just tweaking it a little bit.
That's one of the big pushbacks from the world of education, is they say, geez, you know, we have enough stuff on our plate as it is, and you're asking us to teach something entirely new. Heck, we don't even know what emotional intelligence is. How are we going to teach it to the kids, you know? Are we going to make the class a day longer?
If you do it right, and there's a lot of research on this, and there's a lot of experience now, especially in the United States, where mm-hmm. there are a number of school districts that have added EQ and EI to their curriculum, and they're finding some really neat ways, real innovative, creative ways of adding it in without adding more hours to the day. There's only 24. There's only kids are only there a certain amount. The teachers are overwhelmed, like you said, but there's ways to do it. So I'm very encouraged.
Very good. Very good. Well, I'm glad to hear that, you know. And Matt, thank you for giving us a little peek into what you're going to be doing and sharing with us in April, which is only, you know, about a month and a half away now, because we're just about the end of January, and February is going to go fairly quickly. And March will, you know, fly by. So we're 2 months away. So thank you for calling in and just, you know, giving us a little insight.
A little taste. Yes. Thanks for having me. I love what you're doing. So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Matt, and I appreciate the call, and I'll be talking to you soon so that we can start getting some of this more of this stuff together. I can let you know more about what's shaping up at the conference and all.
Great. All right.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, there we are, folks. We had Matt Perlstein on the line, and he was gracious enough to give us a little insight into what he's going to be doing and talking about. And you can see his passion. Wasn't his passion coming through? Yes. Well, if you didn't hear the passion, I heard it. Or maybe I hear it all the time because I talk to Matt from time to time. But yeah, one of the very passionate people about this whole topic around emotional intelligence. And the good thing is when he's doing his topic at the conference, he's going to be sharing some of the things that not only he, but some of the people that he's working with are doing around EQ and how it's impacting, you know, not only people here within the U.S., but other people, and I'm going to use the term, around the world. You heard it, around the world. So, yeah, please stay tuned for that. So, let's see, where were we? Okay, we're just about at the end of the show. I was going to mention a couple of other things that's coming up. One is the new dates and time. Well, times are going to be the same. That's 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. But the new dates for the show is going to be the fourth Monday of each month. The fourth Monday of each month from noon to 1 p.m., just as we do now. So you won't hear it every week, but you will hear it every month. So make sure that you make that change on your calendar. For those that are interested in getting certified in the EQI 2.0, that's going to be going on this weekend at, let's see, it's going to be held in Orlando. Yeah, it'll be held in Orlando. And you can register for that today. Website, societyofei.org. You can go to the certification page and you'll find the information there. Oh, yes, I said I was going to mention to you about the conference and the fees. Right now we have early bird going on for people to register for the conference. And early bird means that the fee to attend the conference is lower right now than it will ever be. So for the 2 days, you're looking at $249, only $249. And that'll be good until February 15th. After February 15th, it's going up by at least $30. So it makes sense to register now or certainly by February 15th to get the early bird rate. And for those of you that are traveling, the hotel, we've been able to get great rates at the hotel. Right now, you'll have to call in, go to the website and call in to the Florida Hotel and Conference Center, let them know that you're coming to the SOEI conference. But the rate per night is only $143.25, and you almost can't beat that. Those are usually going for $250. Yes, you heard it. They usually go for $250, so you're saving $100 per night just in the room alone. Okay, so $143.25 is the hotel rate, and $249 is the early bird rate for the conference itself. So if you haven't made the reservation, you haven't signed up for the conference, do so right now before time runs out and before all of those rooms are gone, because the rooms are on a first come first served basis. When they're gone, they're gone, and we won't be able to get those back again or have any additional ones added. So they told us when they're gone, they're gone. $143.25 is the daily rate. Okay? So take advantage of that right now. So this is Dr. Hank saying thanks for being with us today. I appreciate it. Want to give a shout out to Matt for giving us a call and sharing a few minutes of his time with us today around what his presentation is going to be on. So I'll be back next month. That's February 25th. is the next time that we'll be on. So please tune in February 25th. Thanks, everyone. I'll see you next month. Bye now.